Welcome back here on the Mighty 690. Hopefully you're all off to a great Tuesday morning as we are joined over the phone by Brittany Thornton. Brittany, can you hear me?
I can. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing okay. Well, hey, Brittany, tell me a little bit about yourself and who you are a part of as well.
Yeah, I am the director of enrollment and retention at the Tenants Community College. I've been with the college for about 8 years and worked with admissions and advising and enrolling pretty much most of that time.
All right. Well, sweet. Now, working obviously with Independence Community College and things like that. I happen to live over there in Independence as well, so I get to drive by that, every day and get to see kind of get to see the outside of it. Now, you guys got something going on that, you know, more obviously has to direct around athletes and things like that. But this is something cool about community colleges that you don't normally see just from the outside. Kind of more, you have to dig into it a little bit. You know, tell me a little bit about this CP2 program. I think that's kind of what you wanted to hit on today.
Yeah, our Community Pirate Partnership Program. So it is our program for out-of-state students. It's our host family program. It's available to any out-of-state student on our campus, whether just general student, fine arts, athletics, across the board. Our main goal is to help those students have a home away from home, help with homesickness, have a place to get out of the dorms if they need to, you know, go get a home-cooked meal, have a place to do some laundry, things like that.
Yeah, just kind of give it more of that at-home feeling to it. Now, I think I kind of heard you mention it. This is not only regarding athletes. This kind of applies for every out-of-state student?
Every out-of-state student, yeah. So we have quite a few athletes on our campus, so we definitely have them placed with a lot of host families. But we had just some regular students that also benefited from the host family program this last year. And as we grow our fine arts department, we're going to start utilizing those host families also.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, yes, it's a program that I'm a little bit familiar with. Obviously, I didn't fall into it. I covered play-by-play for a baseball team over in Western Kansas, and they flew in a lot of athletes, and obviously they had to have some place to live. So they had a lot of families around the area that supported the team involved with it. That's why I just say, you know, with athletes, it definitely makes a lot of sense. But also, you know, in terms of a student as well, giving them that extra comfort. Because you can be sometimes potentially thousands and thousands, and sometimes even international students come over here. That's a long ways from home, and it is nice to give them that at-home feel.
It's so nice to be able to look a parent in the face or tell them, you know, over the phone that we've got them. They will, you know, we can take care of them here, and they'll have somebody checking on them. And one of the coolest things was seeing our December graduation and having the parents come in, and then also having the host parents there. That was probably one of my favorite memories from this last year, is seeing those families get to meet, because some of them couldn't always come up for performances or games. So that was probably a cool experience this year, seeing the host families and then the real families meet.
Yeah, certainly. And then not only that, it grows upon as well. You know, these kids are young kids, and it grows that social skill to be able to meet others and to be able to grow and to gain other family members that may not be part of your extended family. You know, just because they don't have the same bloodline doesn't mean they didn't act like a parent to you. So that's a really cool program. Now, I've heard about these, you know, kind of all over. What was the inspiration for Independence to get this started?
For the CP2 program?
Yes, just kind of how did it get started? I mean, how long have you guys been doing it over there at ICC?
Yeah, this was our first year. So we've always had people in our community that have just loved on our students and taken them to church and helped cook meals and bring it out during different breaks if students are in our dorms. And it just kind of was a couple different people in the community. Lisa Wilson helped us get started, and so did April Nutt in our community. And we kind of just got a list of host families together. I think it was just on all of our hearts to connect the community with our students, because we have so many amazing people here in Independence, and we have so many awesome students on our campus that we get to see every day. It just was kind of a natural fit to connect those two. So we kind of got a list of names, and we started asking people and sending letters out, and the families were interested. We started working with the students and seeing if they would apply and wanted to be part of the program, and they started flooding in. So we had 178 students this last year be part of the program, and we had 75 host families.
Wow.
Yeah, it was truly amazing to see just the students connect. And, you know, some families did it and, you know, didn't want to do it again. Or we had some students try it and it wasn't for them. But for the most part, it was a really successful year.
Yeah, and it kind of shows as well, you know, like you were saying, the support behind the community college as well, because this wouldn't happen if, you know, these, well, you know, host parents, we'll call it, this wouldn't happen if they weren't accepting of it. It's not like they are, you know, against having a college student. They are more than welcome to welcome these young students in.
Oh, my goodness, they're more than welcome, yes. And some of them take a couple, and then they have friends come over, and they end up taking a couple more. And, yeah, it really just throughout the community, and the people of Independence have been amazing in welcoming this program.
Well, obviously you work in the attendance office, correct?
Admissions,
okay. Now, for someone that, you know, as a student here, not necessarily as a parent, we'll get into that in just a moment, but as a student, is it just kind of as easy as, you know, another application process in order to be a part of it, or what kind of, what's the road that you have to go down as a student to apply for this program?
We just have a link on our website under our student life and page, and we just send them to it. They fill it out. A lot of the different departments will send out that link at the beginning of the year, just letting them know what it is and having them apply. It's a short questionnaire. You know, we just want to know if they're allergic to anything. You know, do they like animals? Because if they're allergic to cats or if they're scared of dogs, we don't want to match them with somebody with a family, you know, with two big dogs or
certainly not. Yeah.
Just things like that. Just what they're looking for in the host family program. So it's a quick application that they do. And for the parents, if you want to be a host family, you can also just go to our website on our student life tab. And then it just says Community Pirate Partnership. And you kind of fill out the same little questionnaire. And then we have the rules on there for athletics also, so they can read through those if they choose to be a host family for athletics. And then we start the matching process.
Well, there you go. Now, you say it's a fairly simple application and process and things like that. Now, is there, you know, is there other things besides just interest here? Is there a price that's involved? I mean, is there anything that the student has to do, you know, because, I mean, they're basically getting a home to live in for a semester. Does that cost anything out of the student loans or scholarship, or how does that work?
No, and they don't live in the family, okay, in the home. They stay on campus. They just basically, the host family creates that relationship, and it might just be texting them and or calling them, seeing
gotcha.
How classes are going. So they don't live with the family, so there's no cost extra to the student or the family.
Gotcha. Okay, now I'm getting it here. Yeah, so I apologize. I thought they were bunking.
Host family can kind of,
bunking really with the family for a few months, certainly. But no, again, that added support and just kind of that backbone of saying, you know, because, I mean, I out of college for a couple of years now, and, you know, to bomb a test, man, that sucks. It really does.
Yeah.
And
to have extra layer of support.
Exactly. Just one text message away or just a short 5-minute drive away and things like that. And then you had mentioned as well, you know, maybe a nice home-cooked meal. And I think that's another thing that you wanted to hit on today.
Love the food.
Yeah,
yes.
Love the food. But tell me a little bit about this Pirate Pantry as well. What's going on with that?
Yeah, Pirate Pantry, we just got that up and going in May. And it is our food and basic needs shelter for students here on campus. So food insecurity is just all over the country at every college. There are pantries popping up at many different colleges. So we got that started out of our Student Success Committee this last year. And our ICC Foundation helped us do a fundraiser with the Indy Stars. And we raised $8,000 to start that up this last year.
Oh, wow. Very cool. So now that's kind of, you know, explain for maybe someone that hasn't heard of what a pantry mm-hmm. may be. What does that allow the college student to do?
Yeah, so we have the hours posted a couple days a week, and then they can go in, and we have somebody there during those times, and they fill out a sheet, and they're allowed to take 5 items at a time. And they can go in and grab whatever they need. It might be snacks. It might be deodorant. It might just be all food. It kind of just depends on the student. So we have non-traditional students do that, commuter students do that, dorm students. So we've really seen every student on our campus really be able to utilize that this last couple months.
Yeah, and I think it's a great program and kind of ties into that as well with the further support of these families, because it really is, you know, as stressful as some tests may be or the time of the year when you are dealing with finals, the last thing that you worry about is, oh, man, I don't have any food in my pantry right now. And it's stressful. You lose energy and it affects your test scores at the end of the day. So to have kind of that backbone to go and get that food, I'm sure, you know, correlates to better test scores, to attendance rates and things like that.
Well, and one of our main goals over this last year is really the retention for our schools. So both of these programs fall in line with that goal and that mission. So anything that we can do to support students and help them stay in school, then that's what we're doing.
Awesome. Now, you said it's kind of they come and fill out the piece of paper. And is there an application process, or does this apply for every ICC student?
Every ICC student, it's open to all students. They just come in and they fill out an intake form, just a little bit about themselves so we can track it. And then they go through and with somebody and they just mark off the items that they want. They grab them. It's kind of like they go into a grocery store and grab the items they need. And right now we're still trying to figure out Zoom, so we're figuring out our process. And we're going to go visit the pantries, I think, at K-State and Pitt State to go and see how they run it and see if we can get any ideas since we're still new at it.
Yeah, getting ideas and seeing out how they do it as well. And obviously, getting the food is also the other question. Do you guys have donation centers? Do you supply it yourselves? I mean, obviously, that's a pretty big grocery bill right there if you're buying it yourself.
Yeah, so we have the money that we raised, and we use that for different shopping trips throughout the year, but we really are going to be working on doing different drives. So this last Sunday, we were at Walmart from 1 to 5 and handed just slips of paper of kind of what we were collecting just to restock, and we collected 7 shopping carts full of food and toiletries from just people here in Independence. So we're going to work on different drives like that. We're also going to be having all block party. We'll have different bins down there for people who want to donate. So drives is probably what we're going to be working on, and then we'll use our foundation money that we raised throughout the year when we get low.
Awesome. Speaking with Brittany Thornton with the Independence Community College on the CP2 program as well as Pirate Pantry. Now, I've got this text from Lisa Wilson. She was mentioning how she had hosted a couple of basketball players, one from Texas, one from New York, so a little bit all over the place. Now, as a parent, obviously, you know, man, oh, I just got my 3 kids out of the house. That's the last thing I want. What, I mean, it truly is. She said she just had as much as fun as the kids did being a part of it. So
awesome.
For the parents, for the parents, it really is as good of an experience as just for the kids, isn't it?
It is. We've had lots of calls from host families that have just thanked us because it's just really been a great experience, and it's been awesome for, you know, their kids, and just a lot of empty nesters that have, you know, welcome kids in their home and have fun going to different games or events and activities for students. Yeah, they enjoyed it.
All right, Brittany. Well, hey, any final notes that you wanted to hit on about this CP2 program or the Pirate Pantry?
Yeah, we are always accepting new host families, so you can apply at our website under the Student Life tab, and we are always collecting donations. You can drop them off in the admissions office, or you can look for our different posts on social media at the Pirate Pantry on Facebook.
All righty, that's Brittany Thornton with the Independence Community College. We appreciate you taking some time and speaking with us on this Tuesday morning.
Awesome. Thanks for having me on.
All right, you have a great rest of your day. Again, that's Brittany Thornton with the Independence Community College. We're going to take a quick set of commercials. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.